This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, 9 states set records for coronavirus infections since the pandemic began, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for confirmed cases. Spikes in cases striking Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Meanwhile, it was the same day that Vice President Mike Pence was talking about fears of a second wave of infections being overblown.
Every state in this country and nearly 3/4 of America's small businesses have already begun to reopen.
A lawsuit that was filed Monday calling for CDC coronavirus guidelines to be required during Saturday's Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been denied by a judge. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The president signing an executive order concerning police reform yesterday. Now Senate Republicans have unveiled their police reform legislation. Here's South Carolina's Tim Scott, the U.S. Senate's only black Republican.
What the Justice Act focuses on is police reform, accountability, and transparency.
Scott says the overwhelming majority of police officers are decent, hard-working officers, but he says overall confidence on policing must be restored, especially within America's communities of color. He's calling on Democrats to get on board with the Senate proposal. Meanwhile, House Democrats are crafting a bill of their own. It's the 5th anniversary of a deadly South Carolina mass church shooting as a self-described white supremacist, Dylan Roof, killed 9 African Americans during a Bible study at the church in Charleston. He was later convicted of state and federal charges, including hate crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In Mississippi's second largest city, the state flag with its Confederate emblem is no longer flying at City Hall after a unanimous vote by the Gulfport City Council to replace it with that state's first official banner, the 1861 Magnolia flag. The Aunt Jemima Syrup and Pancake Mix brand making major changes. Quaker, a subsidiary of PepsiCo, making the announcement that it's getting rid of the logo and changing the product's name. It comes as symbols seen as racist have been coming under more and more intense scrutiny after weeks of protests after the death of African-American people at the hands of police, including George Floyd. The so-called Pancake Mammy was originally created in the 19th century based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green. Although the image was updated in the latter half of the 20th century to look more like a modern homemaker, critics say it still features a racist connotation and that includes the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old minstrel song that was performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching both that image and the name is part of a larger effort to, in the words of a statement, make progress towards racial equality in the United States. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us at Bill Martinez. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know to be in the flow of the know. And also, you know, our podcast and history archives of previous all our guests and previous interviews, they're our gift to you because we are givers. Share them widely with all your friends because you know, our dedication and commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads is critical. You know, for a time like this we're here where we are embracing and beginning to you know, discuss so many different ideas, but I say make sure whatever you do consider in terms of some critical thinking and ideas, does it add or take away from our U.S. Constitution? Does it add or take away from our rights and our liberties? That is key to recall and to hold to. Now, with us is Julio Rivera. Julio is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZette, the Washington Times, and on and on. You're just not busy enough, Julio. You need to get busier. You know, that's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, you know, it's we need 26 hours a day, I think.
Do you think we can manage that, you know? Hey, I'll tell you, there was a survey taken not that long ago that asked people if they had an extra hour a day, what they would do with it. You know what the number one answer was?
Sleep.
Exactly. Sleep. Well, I'll tell you, you'd be surprised how many people don't get that right. I mean, President Trump wouldn't get it right because he only supposedly sleeps, 3 hours a day or so. So he's one of those types that can operate on little sleep. Some are more successful than others with little sleep. And, you know, God bless you if that works for you. Hey, I wanted to bring up, speaking of President Trump, the latest executive order and your read on this. Do you see it as a first step toward uniting the people with law enforcement? Because no doubt, the murder of George Floyd has ignited and opened up a public consciousness that needs to be dealt with. And, you know, every once in a while we come to those areas, you know, as I wrote about and that you carried in Reactionary Times, about how critical moments and decisions happen in life. And I think we're at one of those, these legacy moments here, and will determine the future of America, the choice that we make at this particular moment in time that we're in.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to say this first and foremost, Bill. The police have a very, very difficult job. And, you know, you were just saying it before, these things happen very quickly, and the police have to operate with their instincts, you know, kind of calibrated to be able to make the right decisions in a split second. You know, it's literally that's how much margin for error, unfortunately, that they're afforded. You know, and then like what we saw with the Rayshard Brooks thing in Atlanta, now we've got these officers are probably going to wind up facing murder charges as well if you see kind of the tone and the tenor of the way that things are being portrayed in the media and the pressures that are put on now these politicians to make these sorts of decisions. And, you know, when you look at Keisha Bottoms, first off, she took a very inappropriate action, I think, of firing that police officer. If you watch that video, those police, you know, were basically carrying out their job peacefully before they wound up being attacked. And,
exactly.
And you don't know what somebody's going to do. This is a dangerous individual. If he was able to overpower two police officers
disarm
one of them.
Yes.
Yeah, the disarm.
Well, he tossed them around like rag dolls, Julio. I mean, these
exactly.
Two guys are trying to, you know, restrain him, and this is coming off the fact that he was a bit inebriated and had this much strength to toss them aside and, as you said, wrestle away a taser from one of them.
Yeah, the problem I have with all this. And listen, should there be some reforms? Yes. The reforms that I pitch are that, you know, the police unions are far too strong. And I think that they're providing cover for bad police officers. It's very much like the teachers union. And we have an issue in New York City with really bad teachers that are impossible to fire. And they wind up being assigned to these rubber rooms after committing all types of, you know, indiscretions. Sometimes
exactly.
They've
right.
even had relationships with their students. You know, sexually inappropriate things, and you can't fire them because of the strength of the unions. And the same with the police officers. The police officer at the center of the George Floyd controversy had, I think it was either 17 or 18
17.
Previous
17, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, previous violations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should not still have been on the force. That should have been dealt with previously, and I think it's because of the union. There's nothing wrong with collective bargaining with representatives of the police force, the individual police forces, but these unions are protecting bad cops. Ultimately, what we're going to wind up having here with this new reawakening of or rethinking of the police versus, you know, citizen relationship is that you're going to have a lot of police that are still going to be working in dangerous jurisdictions and even more dangerous now that these Democratic mayors don't seem to have the back of their own police forces, and they're going to go into these situations neutered, you know,
yes.
feeling like
yep.
they can't take the appropriate actions to bring about the peace and mm-hmm. to be able to defend themselves against really, like, you have dangerous sociopaths out there, mm-hmm. people like Rayshard Brooks, you know, and people like George Floyd. Let's not try to whitewash his history. You know, mm-hmm. this is a guy that put a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach while his cronies were ransacking her apartment, you know, robbing her. And if it wasn't for the fact that somebody got the license plate number, he'd be out probably still in Houston committing these sorts of crimes, and he probably would have killed somebody by now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and Candace Owens brought this to mind, Julio, is that here he is. This guy has become a public figure. I mean, he had, you know, almost a state funeral, a 5-hour funeral and
exactly.
and all that went on.
Yeah.
And you think, well, what about that police chief, you know, Dorn, who was killed during the riots? I mean, it's like, OK, where's the balance here? Certainly, look at this is a topic that needs to be addressed on so many levels, and I believe that what the president has done in the first step of this executive order, now the Senate is coming together with their proposed Justice Act for police reform being led by somebody that I highly regard, who I believe is very balanced, and I think you know, Tim Scott, mark my words, Julio, down the road, maybe 8 years down the road, I would not be surprised to see Tim Scott as a potential presidential candidate.
Yeah, I mean, it is good to go ahead and make some changes. But like I said, at the core, the police and the job that they do, there's over 1 million uniformed police officers in the United States of America. And every day, there's millions, literally
yes.
millions of interactions.
Over 300 million every year, Julio. You know, to your point, exactly, the numbers. And how often does it end up in somebody being murdered? I mean, we're talking less than 1%. Or I say murdered, being shot, you know. Yeah. And so, you know, this is what's going on. But we have to have, what I'm concerned about, like you said, and I'm picking up from your sensitivity on this as well, is that we do not handcuff law enforcement and make it more difficult for them to do a rather dangerous job. Because just like everybody else living in this country, we want to be able to kiss our family goodbye in the morning and kiss them, you know, hello when we come home at night, right?
Amen. Amen.
You got it. More from Julio after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And Julio Rivera, that's why the song. He gets his own theme song when he comes on the show. Fresh and independent, we are. Bill Martinez live. And Julio Rivera, as I mentioned, is with us. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. Well, Julio, it seems to a degree, and we anticipated that this would happen, I've likened this metaphorically as to someone who is drowning. You know, sometimes they just have to fight themselves out. And then at that point, after all the emotions and the energy is expended, then you can go in and save them. And maybe this is a little bit about what we're experiencing across the country, because the lootings have calmed down, the protests, even though the media and some of the blue state governors and mayors would want you to believe it's mostly peaceful. And I go, look at your city. It's looked like you've been ravaged. If that's your idea of peaceful, then, you know, it's not mine, certainly. The destruction has taken place. Economists have estimated that for every one of those businesses that got burned down, we're talking about 100 jobs went with that, Julio. And this is at a time when we're trying to get this country back on track after dealing with the coronavirus and, you know, shutting down this economy. And, you know, even though we had a great unemployment number, it was quite encouraging. We still have a ways to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were in a very, very, very good place for a long time. But, you know, what I see to me is the doubling and the tripling down on, you know, trying to create the impression that America is not in as good a shape under President Trump as it really was. You know, I think that, you know, and call me a conspiracy theorist or what have you. I mean, I think a lot of these Democratic governors, you know, when you start telling the mob to stand down, or telling the police to stand down in the face of the mob,
yes,
you know, and they go ahead and destroy these cities, you know, and remember, a lot of these instigators, and this is, you know, people have tried to dispel it, but I've seen a lot of these videos, man. These are white liberals that are coming in and inciting. And then, you know, the local folks there, kind of once it gets out of control like that, that's when you see the other videos where you see people of color going in and robbing and looting and taking all kinds of stuff and destroying, you know. But the flashpoint, what's really setting it off, I think, are white liberals.
Right.
White liberals who want to see change this November. And they've been trying to push this whole day. You know, you generally have two different people when it comes to COVID. Not completely, it's not 100%, but, you know, generally you're conservative, you're more skeptical. You know, I feel that a lot of things have been overblown. I feel a lot of deaths have been attributed to COVID that weren't really necessarily COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that we're going to wind up finding out later down the road, and I'm sure it's going to happen conveniently past the election.
Of course.
That the actual mortality rate from COVID is a lot lower than people originally believed it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, just like the models to begin with, just like the models to begin with, that came from the International College, the same group that gave us the models for global warming, and we went ahead and accepted them with credibility. And Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx presented that to the president and scared the holy what have you out of them and leadership to go along with shutting down the economy. I mean, this is really, you know, a gift for the Democratic Party, and there's no conspiracy about this, Julio. I mean, listen to the way the Democrats talk, what they say and what they don't say. Look at their policies. Look at how they've reacted to, you know, helping America, you know, get through this economic tsunami that has hit us. They're more concerned about their own personal interests than they are the people that are being directly affected. I mean, that's not conspiratorial. That is directly the fruit of their policies that are right there on full display, that the mainstream media, because they're in cahoots with them, you know, just chooses to step over and let's find out ways to, you know, be critical of the President of the United States, who's trying to help navigate us, you know, through this coronavirus tsunami.
Yeah, and I think that some of the people that are hit the hardest are the capitalists in America. You know, that backbone of the economy. They're trying to dissuade people from being capitalists and being entrepreneurs, because the fact of the matter is, And you realize this because you're an entrepreneur yourself.
Right.
You know, we're not like regular people that, you know, get a W-2 and we work for a larger corporation. You know, if what I have going on fails, there is no unemployment for
right.
somebody like me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, it becomes even riskier to go into business for yourself because people like me and you don't really have that safety net. Like, we go directly to the poorhouse. We go from, you know, being able to fend for ourselves to the welfare line.
Yeah.
So it's becoming very, very scary. And then all the money that we've wasted on special interest and corporate welfare and all these things that were put into these supposed stimulus packages, you know, they could have given the common American, the average American, you know, $6,000, $8,000 to have dealt with their life over the past few months, as opposed to throwing, you know, tens of millions of dollars of special interest like the Kennedy Center.
Exactly.
You know, ridiculous things like that. What was the point of doing that, you know, when we're going through a crisis? They can't even host an event right now in New York City. How are they even going to host an event? You know?
Well, hopefully they took that $35 million and they are repainting and cleaning the place up so that when it is ready to open, you know, the Democrats will be happy to come back there, I guess. You know, the other thing is that they're finding out, Julio, is that, you know, people can't help themselves. I mean, you got people in government. We've got congressmen and women who have taken advantage of the PPP and because they have an inside track and who they are, they're able to get loans. Where there are many businesses like, you know, like you say, businesses like yours and mine, you know, they represent about 40% of the backbone of the American economy. You know, it's just too much of a hassle. I mean, for me, I just said, no, I'm not going to bother. Exactly. Well, they still say they have billions to give out, but it's not easy. But if you have an inside track, and I have a pretty good relationship with the bank that we have, but even then what happens, even as big a bank as they are, they turn it over to their special division where, you know, you really don't know the people. And so what if you've got a faithful portfolio with the bank? You know, these are, it's a whole different group of people. And, like you said, on the other side of all this, we're going to find out, you know, the shenanigans that went on, how this was abused. It never fails. When you have a release of this kind of money, you know, this out there, trillions of dollars, man, the buzzards come out in full form. And those at the top, those bureaucrats, sadly, you know, Congress people who are there to serve us, say, I'll serve myself first. Thank you very much.
Isn't that always the way? You always have the entitlement class. They make their own decision for themselves. They have a separate rules for themselves. And, you know, it's really gotten out of control. You know, I saw a funny meme today, and I just wanted to bring this up because you probably get a kick out of it. Mm-hmm. And it shows Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden, and the combined almost 150 years that they've been in D.C. And it says, no, trust us. We're going to fix it this time. You know, and that's really what politics is. That's really what it's become. The entrenched class does whatever they need to do for themselves, and the rest of us can eat cake. I mean, it really is that.
Exactly. Well, the very people that created the problem are the ones that are, you know, they created it with a purpose so that they could be the heroes on the other side. You know, it's like Bill Fetter says, they're the ones that start the fire and then they come, they come from the backyard with a hose, acting like they're the ones to put it out, but they're the ones that started the fire to begin with. I mean, they know the system. They've been doing this, you know, time and time again. I will share with you one video. It's very, very irreverent. But if you get a chance to watch it, you will laugh your butt off. It's Chris Rock on what to do in his own inimitable manner, because he's, you know, language included. So I say, you know, be careful. Don't play it out in front of the kids. But it is hysterical about how not to get your butt kicked. He uses, of course, the other word, by the police. And it's a common sense approach. And so if your parents did not have the talk, you know, the famous talk that Chris Wallace talked about, maybe you can get the talk from Chris Rock and learn how to protect yourself so you're not getting yourself in conflict with the police. Julio Rivera right here. Thank you, Julio. Take care, buddy.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work,
you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, 9 states set records for coronavirus infections since the pandemic began, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for confirmed cases. Spikes in cases striking Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Meanwhile, it was the same day that Vice President Mike Pence was talking about fears of a second wave of infections being overblown.
Every state in this country and nearly 3/4 of America's small businesses have already begun to reopen.
A lawsuit that was filed Monday calling for CDC coronavirus guidelines to be required during Saturday's Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been denied by a judge. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Your time, your
All I got to say is that if we're serious about saving this country, boy, it starts with the truth. You know, we just cannot abandon the truth. We've got to hold to the truth and understand what the ultimate goal here, this side of heaven, is all about. It is about freedom for all, ladies and gentlemen. If we lose sight of that, then everything else gets compromised in between, and we start running into the troubles that we're running into right now. Where we are right now is not just one event. It is the sum total of many events. And guess what? There are nefarious forces out there who have been wanting to bring down America from day one. Okay, this has been a progressive, focused attempt on their part to bring America down. Now, you got to know, right now, China, we're head-to-head with China. And what's China's ambition? They want to be where America is, and they're happy to do everything they can to get in the way. And you cannot disassociate what's happening, you know, chaotically in our country, from China. China's tentacles are all over this. Their influence on our universities, in corporate America, we're finding out how much money has been turned over, by the Chinese communists to influence. And, of course, we have the coronavirus that we've been dealing with. Thank you very much. The gift that just keeps on giving makes you wonder. If you remember, last year, it was Kim Jong-un that said he had a Christmas gift for President Trump. You know, was the coronavirus that, you know, in cahoots with the Chinese communists? Was this part of the Christmas gift that he had promised? Well, when you take a look at what is going on with the corporate technocrats, Patrick Wood is with us. He is an elitist on the Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements, which is creating a self-proclaimed new international economic order. And they're well on the way, Patrick Wood.
Well, hi, Bill. They are. And as you just mentioned, the corporations in America, actually they're global corporations, but the companies that are financing the social justice and anarchy movement just make you shake your head. At one count, there's up to $454 million has been contributed by major companies that everybody would recognize. And
Give us names. Give us names here, Patrick. What major
Music,
companies? Okay.
Absolutely. Sony Music gave $100 million. Walmart's given $100 million. Warner Music, Nike, Amazon, Facebook, Target, Verizon, United Health, Goldman Sachs, Spotify, Disney, all your favorite names. Even Procter & Gamble are in the middle of this. And that's just corporations. That does not include individuals like and NGOs like George Soros,
for instance. Exactly.
Are they
doing this knowingly, Patrick, or is this falling in some sort of feel good hole of corporate generosity, kind of like what's been buttressing the likes of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
There's probably a little bit of both. I'm sure that not everybody understands the big picture like what we're talking about here. But the fact is, people are asking, how do these people get these riots going and sustain themselves with
exactly.
no money? Well, because they have money.
Now, they're paying these rioters, right? They get an hourly fee or a participation fee, not to mention supplies that are dropped off for them, as some have reported anecdotally that, there were skiffs of bricks set out. There were weapons that were hidden in bushes along the way in D.C. and that sort of thing. Molotov cocktails. I mean, this was something that was ready-made. This wasn't something that Hillary Clinton would call spontaneous, right?
No, not at all. And the money trail is very obtuse. It's kind of like a money laundering situation where money gets transferred around to multiple banks and stuff before it ends up where at its intended destination.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, when you start layering money or just spreading money around all these various social justice organizations, not every one of them might be associated with Black Lives Matter or Antifa, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
when you're spreading the money around the entire community, a lot of that money drips down, filters down into the direct hands of people that are committing these kinds of riots and stuff around the country.
Exactly.
Absolutely no doubt about that.
We had Justin Danhoff on earlier this morning, Patrick, and Justin is the general counsel for Project 21, and he confronted the leadership of MasterCard about their involvement with Black Lives Matter, and it was like, you know, all you heard was crickets. So either they were just purposefully ignorant, or they just were just flat out, you know, trying not to say anything that would compromise their position with their stockholders.
Well, going back in history, I'll just answer it this way. Going back in history, my writing partner from the 70s and 80s, the late Professor Anthony Sutton, he had independently written several books. One of them was called Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Another was called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And in both cases, there were others like that in that series. And in those books, he documented the transfer of funds from Wall Street companies and banks and so on in New York, primarily, to these other countries, like in Germany, to finance the rise of Hitler and the Bolshevik, in the case of the Bolshevik Revolution, to finance Russia. Because those people had no money. They got their primary funding from Wall Street. And I know this sounds weird.
Yes.
But this is documented history now. Absolutely proof positive documented history.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could do that, like Anthony Sutton could, by the way. But he went back and actually got original documents to prove his point. And I think we just see a continuation of this here. You say, why?
I was going to say, what's changed?
Nothing has changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. This is just more of the same old stuff we've seen for over a century now.
Mm-hmm. And even worse yet, Patrick, I mean, think about the power that Google is exercising right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that was then, this is now. So you take then into now with the power of Google and the way the media has been neutered, you know, freedom of the press has been overrun and is greatly misrepresented right now. And this is why, whether it's outlet like ours or other independent entities, why we're so critical to the future and the continuance of the American way of life.
Exactly. One of the big lies that's floating around right now that Google and Facebook and Twitter all hide behind is the free speech argument.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have, you know, Google has free speech, it claims. I have to ask this question. Since when does the Constitution apply to companies?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Right.
The Constitution applies to people, to citizens. And Google is not a citizen. It is a corporation. And this kind of thinking just needs to stop. But they fed this lie. Every time you turn around and talk about censorship, they say, oh, it's free speech, baby. We have free speech here. No,
well,
you don't.
Congress has given them a pass, though, Patrick. They have given them the power and exoneration from this. And, you know, this is now starting to come back and bite them in the back end on both sides, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Right now it happens to be targeted to conservatives. We saw with the recent announcement on how they shut down the Federalists. Of course, they were able to get that back up, you know, relatively quick. But you've been attacked. I've been attacked. It's just standard operating procedure. And I guess the good news is that if you're being attacked by Google, you might be on the right path after all, right?
Well, I guess you're known by your enemies, I guess.
Well, why not? But as you say, the corporate technocrats are more pervasive than people realize. And like you say, they put you in the realm of the conspiratorial. But we have to ask the questions. We have to hold on to some critical thinking and certainly some education, as John Whitehead, our good friend from the Rutherford Institute, says. We've got more from Patrick Wood after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, by the way, we've got a great new feature at Bill Martinez Live. It's called BML Rant. That's Bill Martinez Live Rant. And toll-free number, 833-BML Rant. Dial it up. Get it off your chest, whatever it is on your chest, and let it fly. We want to hear from you, and who knows, maybe you'll hear your voice on the radio when we play it back. And but it's important. It starts with you. We've got the 800 number up, ready for you, accepting phone calls now, 24/7, 833-BML-RANT. Patrick Wood continues with us. He's the leading expert on the Elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And one of the figures at the forefront, I mean, and I think this is going to broaden people's perspective, what we said in the first segment, Patrick, is that, you know, immediately people want to look to the likes of George Soros and, you know, the Clinton Foundation and things like that. But there's corporate America that's involved in this big time. But speaking of Soros, you know, his name keeps coming up over and over again in terms of being the one who's been funding Black Lives Matter.
Well, that's because he has, and he's not the only funder. It is really, in a sense, it's kind of unfair to just point at him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to point at him like it's easy to point to Bill Gates. You know, it's just like, hey, he's a big figure. Everybody knows who he is. Let's demonize him.
Right.
And he's not the only one, but he is typical of some of the people that are, you know, doing this kind of thing. And in the case of George Soros, he is, in my opinion, the great disruptor. That's his role in this whole thing. And the picture I put up on this article that I recently posted, Soros, billionaire ideologues who finance society destroying anarchy, he's speaking at the World Economic Forum. Now, that tells you what crowd he runs with. He's right. Part of that. Of that global elite that is in league with the World Economic Forum and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, etc. his role, his act, his role in this play, if you will, is to disrupt society. And he's been doing it in Europe. He's done it in other continents as well. And he's doing it in America now. And this is one of the great roles in establishing technocracy ultimately, mm-hmm. because they have to get rid of capitalism and free enterprise.
Exactly.
They must get capitalism and free enterprise. And that's all Soros is doing. He's doing everything he can to destroy the social fabric of our economic system and of our society, period.
Exactly. And this is what people need to understand. I mean, and even those kids, they're getting money from George Soros to think, he's Daddy Warbucks and doing all this great stuff. You've got to look into the individual to see what his vision, what his goal is, and you will know him by the company that he associates with, you know, case in point. So you really do not have to do a lot of research on George Soros to understand that he's not for the continuation of the American way of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is he?
Well, he's not. He's playing in league with the technocrats, the global technocrats, the global technocracy. His role is to destabilize society. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. I mean, you don't have to look any further, but this has been Soros's MO for a long time, probably, 30, 40 years at this point. In fact, he got his start by breaking the central bank in England over currency issues. The guy will do anything in his power to disrupt whatever it is he's looking at, and then he can sweep in and pick up the pieces when everything is in shambles. And, of course, right. he makes huge profits out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, this man is not, he's not the devil necessarily, and he's not, he doesn't deserve half the demonization he gets, because if you only look to Soros, you miss the fact that companies like we just talked about, like Sony and like Walmart and Nike and Amazon and Verizon and United Health, you miss the point that all these other companies have given a whole lot more money than he has for the same reason.
Mm-hmm. What is it about America that's so threatening to the technocrats? This is a question that Main Street America is asking, because they don't understand why America is under attack.
They don't, and America is the last bastion of freedom in the world right now, Bill. Mm-hmm. People kind of know this in a sense, but they don't understand how that makes us a target for the global elite at this point. They hate our guts because we still stand for freedom. Now, our government doesn't stand for freedom. Forget that. Our government is more against us than they are for us at this point. But the American people, you and I and people listening to this program and the vast majority of our country still has the spark of freedom in our heart and in our mind. That has to go. That's why this is all about thought crimes right now. If you think the way you and I think, we're viewed almost as criminals by these people. And we're to be done away with. We're to be neutralized. We're to be swept off the stage so that we don't, muck up their plans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for them. I hear that kind of talk come from these people. I said, that's a challenge to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, like heck. Over my dead body. And, of course, they might oblige one day, and it might be over our dead body.
Right.
But, like many people have said, I'd rather live free standing on my feet rather than living on my knees subservient to these autocrats.
Well, again, this is the choice that we're making. It's clearly binary. It's all or nothing. I mean, either we have liberty or not. It's either liberty for all or not at all. And this is what's going on right now, even with this racial unrest that we're dealing with. We've been dealing with this all our lives, Patrick. And I, in speaking with other people, I believe that we're really pretty close to getting on the other side of this and really healing. I mean, there's always going to be, some remnant that is going to resist exist, and no matter what, it's hard for them to understand that, you know, they can be victorious in all this. But when you've been raised to be a victim all your life, you know, it's hard to make that transition, and I understand that. So there's going to be some people who are going to buck this opportunity, but I think it's a great loss for them and for their legacy, for their kids and their grandkids. But more and more, you know, over the most recent decades, look what's happening, you know, to minorities in this country. I mean, they've been able to benefit, even though we've been hobbled and compromised, they've still been able to benefit from a mostly free society, have they not?
Absolutely, they have. I mean, they live here. Everybody likes to have flushing toilets. They like to have streets, you know, to drive their cars and motorcycles or whatever on. And they like the benefits of having society that works. Well, you know, I mean, humans are resilient, I realize. And you look at people living in the Mideast and, you know, they're living in bombed out buildings and somehow they survive and they get on. But I'll tell you what, you look at the two different scenarios. Where do you want to live, in America or over there in Afghanistan?
Exactly. Huh? But the thing is some of these kids who have been indoctrinated coming out of our universities, and we've paid all this money for them to be educated, are coming out, and I mean, they're dangerous because they've bought into this. Now, I'm like you. I have enough faith in the every man and woman of America on Main Street, mostly, who get it. I mean, they haven't abandoned common sense. And they probably look at their, you know, their kids or grandkids come back, and, you know, they come in from college and hear what they spout out over Thanksgiving dinner, and they think, what the heck happened here? Who has possessed my sweet little child and indoctrinated them against everything of value and everything that represents freedom here in America?
Well, and we see more and more of these young children, you know, kids coming out of college that are just buying into this whole social justice thing left and right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I might just add, probably get us both in trouble for saying this, but... You know,
I'm already in trouble already, so it's okay.
Fine, we're already in trouble anyway, but, you know, if you want to take a knee, if you want to bow and you know, get on your knees, whatever, how about just once in our life, and I say this to all Americans, how about get on your knee for God?
Amen. Yes.
You know, and just try that. Just see if it doesn't ring true. Once you do, maybe he'll do something to give you an idea or make, you know, give you an assignment or something to make a difference in this country.
Right.
I see all these people kneeling for different causes, not just for Black Lives Matter, but for all kinds of different things. I say, guys, if you like your knees, how come everybody is just, you know, not, how come everybody is kneeling the other way with their back towards the only one who really can help in the end?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and we know why Nancy Pelosi is reticent to bend a knee. She found herself the other day, she couldn't get up.
She couldn't get up.
couldn't get up. And then Jerry Nadler, he didn't even bother to bend a knee. He just stood there, you know, with his head kind of bowed, I guess. That's what Jerry Nadler does.
Yep. He would never get up. He probably can't get down, but he would never get up.
Never. They'd have to bring in, lots of help. Enough of that. But anyway, again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I was sharing with some men last night, Patrick, that, you know, but for a remnant of praying and God-fearing people who believe in the goodness of God, believe that we are still one nation under God, regardless of the political forces. We believe that to be the case, and we continue to look for God to the solutions, whether it has to do with a pandemic, whether it has to do with our economy, or these evil forces that would want to compromise the very gift that God has given us, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for the remnant, for the people that are praying, I say do not lose faith in doing good. Continue to fight that good fight of faith. And I'm with you on that. And I'm on both knees to Almighty God, the one who has given us all that we enjoy here in this country today. Patrick Wood, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.